Let me just talk to the women here for a minute. Women have lust problems, men have lust problems, but people of opposite sex tend to act a little differently and react a little differently. And you know, men are often much more driven by just the senses of the eye and that appeal. And there's a lot of pressure in our society on the ladies to just somehow be perfect. You know, this whole exercise fad taken to extremes. Everybody's got to look like a fashion model somehow. 1 ounce of fat somewhere is no good. And there's this pressure to look a certain way. And there's some, your whole identity is caught up with how you look and are you appealing to men. Ladies, that does not come from heaven, that pressure. That's worldly, that's fleshly, that's of the devil. And I've said it before, but I want to say it again. Never, ever dress in such a way so as to be sensually appealing to members of the opposite sex. Never, ever dress in such a way so as to be sensually appealing to members of the opposite sex. Never put something on because you say, oh man, this really shows off my curves. Oh, this shows off my body. It's going to attract attention. You are a co-worker of the devil when you do that. You are putting a stumbling block before people. You say, well, men have to control their eyes. Fine, that's their responsibility. Your responsibility is to be modest and godly. Don't succumb to the pressure. Your identity does not consist in guys gazing at you. Your value and self-worth is not measured by how many guys turn their heads when you walk by. Thank God for beauty. Thank God for the beauty He's put in this world and the beauty He's put in His human creation. And there's a beauty that's wholesome and righteous. You look out among a congregation of people worshiping, and there's a beauty in the faces, and there's a beauty in the expression and desire for God that's wonderful. And there'll be somebody that God brings you that you're going to give yourself to satisfy and love each other all the days of your lives. But don't succumb to the pressure. But don't succumb to the pressure.